In today's gospel, only one leper returns to Jesus to thank him for his cure. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God with a loud voice, and fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It happened just outside a small southern town some years ago. It was a tent revival. And that night, the preacher was going to be a faith healer. So the tent was crowded with all the people in the area. Service began, went on. And finally, when the time came, the faith healer got up and he said, "I have a word from the Lord. The Lord has revealed to me that tonight there are 2 people in this tent who are going to be healed. Who are you? Stand up, identify yourself." So one man jumps up, and the faith healer says, "Come down here." So he comes down the aisle on 2 crutches. He gets up on the stage, and the faith healer says, "What's your name, and what is your problem?" He said, "My name is Frank, and I had an accident 20 years ago, and from that day on, I've had to use these crutches to stand up and even to walk a little bit." Faith healer said, "Frank, tonight you are going to be healed. Go behind that curtain." So Frank went behind the curtain. Faith healer says, "Who's the other one who's going to be healed tonight?" Man stands up. "Come on down here." Gets up on the stage. He said, "What's your name?" "My name is Bill." He says, "Bill, what's your problem?" "Well, I was born with a wisp. I can't speak well. I have a wisp." "Tonight you're going to be healed, Bill. Go behind that curtain." So he goes. So the faith healer begins his long prayer. He prays, asking God's intercession, God's mercy, and so forth. And he stops. He turns around and he looks at the curtain. He says, "Frank, you are healed. Slide your crutches out under that curtain." So out comes one crutch, out comes a second crutch. The congregation is amazed. They applaud, they cheer, wonderful. He said, "Bill, I'm going to pass you a microphone behind that curtain, and I want you to say to us the first truly good word you've ever been able to speak." Microphone goes back. He says, "Bill, what are your first good words going to be?" Bill says, "Frank just fell on his fanny." Well, the point of the story is there was really nothing to be thankful for at that healing tent that night. But that's different from today's gospel, isn't it? Because these 9 lepers, these 10 lepers, have a lot to be thankful for. And yet, we're told 9 of them forget to be thankful. We can speculate all we want about why those 9 didn't come back. May have been all kinds of reasons. But what it does make us, or should make us, ask ourselves is, how thankful are we? How thankful are we? Are we people who are truly thankful? You know, way back in the days of Shakespeare, he wrote in his great play, As You Like It, these words, "Blow, blow, you winter winds, you are not as unkind as the ingratitude of man. You are not as unkind or cold as the ingratitude of man." 3 centuries later, the great Russian author Dostoevsky, who was a very spiritual man, wrote, "The best definition of the human being is the ungrateful biped." The best definition of a human person is the ungrateful biped. How awful that would be if that was true of us, huh? So the question for us is, are we grateful? Are we a grateful people, grateful to God? Are we? And if we're not, I wonder whether the main reason we're not is that we forget or take for granted the giftedness of life. We forget that in one way or another, everything is a gift of God. You know, some years ago now, in that the cartoon strip, The Simpsons, you all are familiar with The Simpsons, television and so forth. One night in The Simpsons household, the father says to Bart Simpson, "Bart, you say grace tonight." Now, Bart, of course, is a little bit of a cynic about a lot of things. So Bart thinks about it, and he says, "All right." And this is how Bart prays. He says, "God, the farmer planted this seed and grew it. My father worked very hard to be able to buy this food. My mother cooked it. Thanks, I guess." You see what's going on there? Bart looks at all the things of everyday life, and he assumes or has come to the conclusion that somehow God's not involved in that at all. It's all us. We all do our own thing. We do it. We earn it. We merit it. We deserve it. So what is there to thank God for? We forget the giftedness of life. What did you just do? Each one of you, you just did the same thing. You took a breath. Took a breath of air. Where'd the air come from? Where's it come from? You're responsible for the air that keeps you alive? You create it? Keep it coming? What about the lung, your lungs that process it? Did you create those? You're going to go home and have your own food tonight. Where's it come from? Ultimately, you know, sure, the farmer grew it and harvested it and you bought it. But what about the earth that produced it? What about the seeds? Where do they come from? Did you create those? You're responsible for that? Where's all that come from? It's a gift, isn't it? Huh? Go out tonight to your car. You get in your car. You might love your car. You might have spent a lot of time saving up to buy the wonderful car that you have. But when you think about it, where's that car come from? Well, of course, it was fabricated and made by, and you had to earn money to buy it. But where does the ore that made the car come from? Where does the metal or the plastic come from, ultimately? Did you create that? You can think about that, everything, the same sort of thing over and over and over again if we stop to think about it. Everything in one way or another is a gift. And we forget to be thankful for it too often. And if those things are gifts, what about what St. Paul says in the gospel, in the second reading this evening? He says, if we have lived with Christ, we will rise with Christ. The gift of the resurrection, the gift of salvation, the gift of God not giving up on us, and promising us in Christ eternity. What about that gift, which we can never earn or merit? So when we think about that, the giftedness of life, should we not be always grateful for everything? You know, I try myself, I don't know that I always do it as successfully as I like, but the very first thing I do in the morning when I wake up, while I'm still in bed, is I say, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Help me to use it the way you want me to use it. Because that day's a gift. And at night I say, God, thank you for the day that's been. Thank you for all the good things you put in my life today. Everything's a gift. We shouldn't forget to be thankful. In fact, I'd like to suggest to you tonight that the first movement of the heart, the first movement of the heart of a disciple of Christ is gratitude. Before anything else, we need to be thankful and grateful. So let's not be like the 9 lepers who, for whatever reason, forget, especially if we take for granted the giftedness of everything. Do you ever stop to think, remember when we were growing up, and I'm sure many of you parents have done the same thing with your children. There were two magic words, right? Remember what the two magic words were? Please and thank you, right? Please and thank you. Mommy, I want some more milk. What do you say? Please. Somebody gives the child a gift. What do you say? Thank you. See, because those two words encapsulate, in many ways, the whole meaning of life. Please, we depend on one another. We depend on God. We need God, and we need one another. We don't make it ourselves. And thank you, we recognize that people are good to us, and God is good to us. Please and thank you. See, the lepers tonight remembered the first magic word. They said, have pity on us, Lord. That's their way of saying, please. We know we can't do this ourselves. But they forgot the second magic word. They forgot the thank you. Let me conclude with one final little thought about that please and thank you, which we should always be saying to God. Do you ever think about open hands? Put your hands like this. Open your hands up. You know, when somebody... When somebody gives you a gift, you have to open your hands to receive it, don't you? But when you want to show people your gratefulness, you oftentimes open your hands to thank them. So that same open hands is a please and a thank you, or it should be. May that be true for you and me in regard to God. Because remember, everything is a gift. If you look hard enough and trace it back far enough, there is nothing you have, not one breath you take, not one word you utter, not one thing you have, that is not in one way or another a gift from God. So God, we say thank you for everything, because everything is your gift. May God bless you.